Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
One of the most acclaimed films of the year tells the stunning true story of an African-American who's born free in upstate New York, but then drugged and kidnapped in 1841 and forced to spend 12 years a slave.
I was born a free man, lived with my family in New York until the day I was deceived, kidnapped, sold into slavery.
That's Chiwetel Ejiofor, who is remarkable in the central role of Solomon Northrup, a fiddler who was brutalized by slave trader Paul Giamatti, and particularly by his psychotic, lusty master, Michael Fassbender, in a truly terrifying performance.
It's all wrong.
They're my property.
You say that with pride.
I say it as fact.
If you want to survive, do and say as little as possible.
Well, I don't want to survive. I want to live.
And this movie lives, bringing you into closer, more intimate, more uncomfortable contact with the actual day-to-day experience of slavery than any prior motion picture. The acting is for the most part superb, though Brad Pitt sounds and looks like he walked in from the wrong movie, even though he's listed as one of the producers. The chief weakness of the film? While the white characters are vivid and indelible, nearly all of the black characters, with whom the hero spends his years of enslavement, receive less individualized and complex attention. Rated a very hard R for disturbing sexual elements and horrifying brutality. 3.5 stars for the deeply felt and expertly crafted 12 Years a Slave.